for a single soul. Reaching further and stepping in closer.
One of the most difficult questions that we have in faith is when we see terrible things happening to good people. When we see blameless children getting sick, and even worse. When we see people suffering, even though they've worked hard their whole lives. Or when we see good things happening to terrible people, or seemingly terrible people. When we see injustice to criminals. When we see those who are arrogant just achieving success after success. When we see the world celebrating those who curse God and rebuking those who are faithful to Him, and we are confused. And that's a question that many of us have that is heavy in our hearts. Today, as we look and continue to look at the book of Job, and for the next couple chapters, we see Job responding to the accusations that his friends had thrown at him. We actually see Job address this problem, address the same question that we have. So in light of this, let's all read today's passage together.
Job chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. Then Job replied, "Doubtless, you are the only people who matter, and wisdom will die with you. But I have a mind as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Who does not know all these things? I have become a laughingstock to my friends, though I called on God and He answered, a mere laughingstock, though righteous and blameless. Those who are at ease have contempt for misfortune as the fate of those whose feet are slipping. The tents of the marauders are undisturbed, and those who provoke God are secure. Those God has in His hand. But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In His hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. Does not the ear test words as the tongue tastes food? Is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding?"
After his friends take turns just accusing Job of sinful behavior, finally Job responds to his friends, and he deals with them with a little bit of sarcasm and a little bit of denial. You know, though Job was known all around the world to be pious, righteous, and blameless, he now calls himself a laughingstock because of what his friends are accusing him of. And it appears that some people are taking joy in seeing Job suffer, thinking that he deserves all this pain because they have uncovered some secret sin, perhaps. You know, there is this belief, a very dangerous belief, the heart of what we call the prosperity gospel, that if you do more for God, that if you pray more, that if you give more, that if you offer more, that God will repay you back with equal material blessings of this world. For example, if you want a nice car, what do? You got to come to church more. If you want to marry a beautiful husband or wife, give more to the church. You know, your faith is tied with how much you're willing to do and give. So it becomes kind of like this weird formula. Like perhaps if I pray 20 hours, God will answer this small prayer that I have. But if I pray 100 hours, God will answer a much bigger prayer. As if God were some kind of genie that we need to appease to grant wishes. You know, it's very problematic to believe in this kind of, you know, faith. But on the other side of the coin of the same type of faith, it states that if you do bad things, then bad things will happen to you. That if bad things are happening to you, unfortunate things, that you deserve it because you haven't done enough. You haven't given enough. That you haven't done enough for God. And because you sinned, you deserve all this pain and suffering. You know, but just a quick glance around us, a quick look in our own lives, a quick look into the newspaper, and we know all of this not to be true. You know, good things happen to seemingly bad people, and terrible things happen to seemingly good people, that disasters affect both Christians and non-Christians alike. And sometimes even our faith in Christ does not save us from the possibilities of being affected. You know, as a pastor, one of the greatest perks that comes with my job is hearing stories of triumph. People coming into faith, people praising God, worshiping Him, hearing testimonies of amazing things that God is doing with people around us. You know, hearing stories of how God is answering prayers, difficult prayers sometimes, that lead to healing, that lead to blessings and reconciliation. But it also means that oftentimes I do hear stories on the other side of brokenness, of injustice, of sickness, you know, things that happen to our community members, and it's painful every time I hear this story. You know, to all of this, Job responds. He says, "But ask the animals and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky and they will tell you, or speak to the earth and it will teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this?" You know, in His hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. You know, Job is being a little facetious here, but the point is very important. It's a great reminder for us that God is our sovereign King, that everything remains in His control, that nothing is outside of His hands, and His creation, all of it, attests to this truth. You know, we know this to be true. And we also know because we are sinners and because there's sin in this world, because our whole world is marked by sin, and even though God is nearer to ourselves than we are, you know, we still live in this world that is, you know, inundated with sin. And because of sin, we know that terrible things happen to seemingly those who are innocent and blameless. But in midst of all that suffering, even innocent suffering, we also know that God stands with us. Our sovereign King is with us. We know this because of what we know happened on that fateful day in Calvary a couple thousand years ago. So when someone asks, where is God in midst of all of this? Where is God in midst of all of these pains and sufferings? We can easily say with absolute confidence and assurance that there is God. Here is God on that cross. That God is with us, Emmanuel, that God suffered for us, that God knows our pain, He knows our suffering, and He will make it right. You know, as I speak to many of you here today, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your life situation is, but I want to remind everyone here today that God loves you, that God is with you, that God will never abandon you, that He is our sovereign King, and He does work for the good of all those who call Him Abba Father, and that He does hear our cries, that even in the midst of chaos, even in the thickness of the sin around us, that there is nothing that can stop God from hearing us, and God will answer us. And when we do seek Him, God will grant us the peace. So today, I pray that everyone here today is able to hold fast unto the hope that God has provided for us this day and every day afterwards. Let us remember who God is, and let us remember He is our sovereign King. Let us remember that He stands with us, that He hears the cries of those who are screaming injustice, and He will answer us. It may be difficult to be able to see God, especially when things around us is in turmoil, when our lives do not go according to the plans that we have made. But especially in those moments, let us continue to hold fast onto our faith and let us be able to seek Him. Because God is here. God has never left our side. So whether it's in His Word, whether it's in prayer, or through worship, whatever it may be, let us seek Him. And I guarantee God will make His presence known in our lives once again. You know, God's presence is here right now with us as we worship. So let us pray that our eyes and our hearts will be open so that we understand and we experience the fullness of His presence in our lives. Let us all pray. Lord, we thank You for giving us Your Word and for reminding us of how much You love us. That You are our sovereign King, and in Your sovereignty that You have chosen us, and You grant us our favors, and You grant us Your presence. So we pray, Lord Father God, that whatever we are going through, that today that our eyes are open, that our hearts are remain open, and we're able to experience the fullness of the presence that is right here with us right now. Lord, we thank you for giving us this love. We thank you for your grace, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world as that ping in closer.